KW1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it isn't Republicans who are holding up negotiations to raise the debt ceiling, and he says time is not on anyone's side.
Better to have a deal sooner. I think we can get a deal tonight, we get a deal tomorrow, but you've got to get something done this week to be able to pass it.
The Treasury Department says the U.S. could default on its debts as early as June 1st. Almost a year after a deadly shooting, officials in Uvalde, Texas say they will demolish Robb Elementary School. They also plan to hold some of the responding law enforcement officers responsible. Brian Koberger in court today, a judge entering a not guilty plea on behalf of the suspect in the murders of four Idaho college students. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott announced he's running for president. Later this week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is also expected to enter the race. Irish actor Ray Stevenson, best known for his roles in HBO's Rome and the Thor movies, has died at the age of 58. This is ABC News. Delaware Senator Tom Carper is retiring. The 76-year-old Democrat says he'll serve the remainder of his term. Carper has been in office since 2001. He follows a number of incumbent senators stepping down, including California Democrat Dianne Feinstein and Indiana Republican Mike Braun. We now know more about the child who died in the custody of immigration officials in Texas last week.
The 8-year-old girl was a Panamanian citizen who entered the United States with her Honduran parents on May 9th. Her mother has told the AP that she pleaded with customs officials to take her daughter to a hospital when she started having breathing problems, but that when they did, it was too late. Customs and Border Protection says the child had a history of health issues, including heart surgery performed when she was 5. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A fire has killed at least 20 students in a boarding school dormitory in Guyana. The school serves mostly indigenous children ages 12 to 18. A government official says it's too early to speculate what caused the fire. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A 14-year-old girl killed in a crash early Sunday morning. St. Francis police reported a car being driven over 100 miles an hour on 794 around 2 a.m. Minutes later, officers sent to 794 in Pennsylvania Avenue. The car was found flipped over on the embankment. The 17-year-old driver was performing CPR on the 14-year-old who'd been ejected. First responder continued those efforts but weren't successful. Two others treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. The driver later arrested for OWI. Milwaukee Bucks forward Wesley Matthews teaming up with Madison Public Schools Foundation to raise a minimum of $250,000 to cover the gap between what Madison schools' budgets can cover and what they need to offer up-to-date PE classes and make it easier for kids to afford being involved in sports. Matthews played sports at Madison Memorial. He's seeding the fund with $50,000 of his own money and matching up to an additional $50,000. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, you're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we have some good news today on baseball. Some more tickets to give away to Brewer game. A really great game coming up against the San Francisco Giants. Always a contender. Always a contender. The Brewers are always a contender. And this is for the Thursday game. This Thursday, opening pitch, first pitch, 6:40 p.m. in Milwaukee. And by the way, two things. One, just call into the station, 844-967-2789, if you can use the tickets, and Calvin will decide how the tickets go out. Secondly, you can listen to the Brewers live on Civic Media. You can listen to the Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, hits the whole Fox Valley, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And you can do that on your computer as well if you're not in Oshkosh or Green Bay. And then WRCE News, Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. Listen to the Brewers live, but you can listen to the Brewers in quite literally about the best seats in the house. You can see the seams on the fastball, believe me. Great seats. This is for Thursday's game against the San Francisco Giants in the first pitch, 6:40 p.m. You know, how many times have I said on the show that we're going to the front lines of history in the making? Well, it's being made today, this afternoon. This afternoon, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, that's 4:30 p.m. our time. That's a half an hour after the show is over for today. Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden will be meeting at the White House to try to put a final seal on a deal on the debt limit. There's nothing more important right now than that. Let me give you the update and let me tell you some things. 79 Democrats signed a letter to Biden. They said, don't let McCarthy attach permitting reform. It's called HR1. It's an Orwellian term, permitting reform. In other words, easing up permit requirements for environmentally damaging energy programs. Don't let them attach, quote, permitting reform, HR1, to the debt limit deal. It has nothing to do with the debt limit deal. Debt limit should be raised, and then if they want to sneak that in, then that can be negotiated in the budget, and it's not going to make it. Well, McCarthy also said, and talk about effrontery, talk about chutzpah, he said, well, no, Biden has to come back from Japan before I'm going to talk anymore. So Biden was in Japan at the G7. It's a very important meeting of the seventh largest economies in the world other than China. And he had to cut short because of McCarthy his trip to Australia and his trip to Papua New Guinea to shore up our alliances in the Pacific against the Red Chinese. This is what McCarthy demanded for his own ego. For his own ego, he demanded this. He demanded this. We sent Blinken, Tony Blinken, the Secretary of the State, good man. But the truth is, the Secretary of State blows into town. That's not as big a deal as if the president comes. The Republicans have, again, tried to stick a knife in our plans to enforce our alliance in the Pacific. Now, it turns out that that Biden had proposed to McCarthy by Zoom, phone, link, that they would freeze spending in 2024, the upcoming year, at the previous year's level. I hadn't known that before, and neither did you, until it came out in the press. That's the equivalent of a 5% cut in spending, because inflation would run about 5%. Joe Biden offered that. And McCarthy said, no, you got to come back from Japan personally and kiss my rear end personally. And no, you've got to cut it trillions more. Biden's coming back, but what he said is a couple of things. One, the Republicans must move off their extreme position. There'll be no agreement if it's on extreme partisan terms. Extreme partisan terms. The Republicans, in doing this, are preventing us, they're preventing us from even paying off Trump's tab. Trump ran off $7.8 trillion in debt, $7.8 trillion, more than anybody in the history of the United States. And the Democrats went along with raising the debt limit three times, even though one of the times was because he had put in a multi-trillion dollar tax cut that only benefited his base and 88% of people. The 88% of the money went to them, the 1%. Because we took the position, no, we're not going to say we're going to not raise the debt limit until we get, for instance, Medicare for All or something of that nature. We're not going to do that. And these clowns are turning around and doing it themselves. And the reason I say that part of it is for Trump's tab, not all the bonds we sell to pay for congressional spending are 90-day treasuries. Some of them are multi-year treasuries, and they go back to Trump's term, and they don't want to honor them anymore, unless going forward they try to get things in a budget that they could never get in negotiation. And not only that, they're not even saying what they want. They're saying it's up to Biden. You just have to cut it trillions of dollars. There are really four components to the budget. One is defense, one is Social Security, one is Medicare, and one is everything else. And the everything else is a real small slice compared to the first three. What they're hoping is that Biden would cut Social Security and Medicare. If all cuts that they propose came out of the thin slice for everything else, it would cut everything almost 50%. So let me tell you the magnificent things and the magnificent way, really, that Joe Biden just put it. Here's what Joe Biden said, and as way back Sunday, yesterday, from Japan. He said, I've offered them $1 trillion in spending cuts. And by that, he meant because he would freeze it at this level so that we'd lose out on the 5% inflation increase. And that's a real cut of $1 trillion. He said, they're also ignoring that I'm arranging for $3 trillion in deficit reduction. That has to do with more revenue coming in and overall spending, especially because of the pandemic coming down, or the lack of a pandemic right now, at least a pandemic emergency. He said, I'm going to tell you this. This is Joe Biden. He said, they want in this deal a $30 billion tax break for the oil industry. The oil industry made $200 billion in profits last year. I'm not giving them a $30 billion tax break. If I did, that would risk Medicaid for 21 million Americans. He said, what they want is for us to cut 100,000 school teachers. What they want is for us to cut 30,000 law enforcement officers, including Border Patrol and ICE. They want to protect tax cheats and crypto traders. In other words, they don't want the IRS to be able to hire more forensic accountants and lawyers. And what they propose would also risk food insecurity people. A million people would have reduced or no food stamps, now called SNAP. You know, Joe's magnificent. One of the things that he is facing that's very, very difficult is that now the Freedom Caucus announced, quote, negotiations should end. We will vote for no deal until the Senate passes what we proposed, and then we will present that to the House. That's technically about 30 people. Some of them McCarthy could bully. But remember, any one of them can pull the plug on his speakership. If a deal is going to pass, it's going to have to be with Democratic and Republican votes. And there's two ways to do that. One way is for five Republicans to sign on to the discharge petition that the Democrats have put in. There are 213 Democrats. Five Republicans added to it is 218. That's a majority of 435 in the House, and it would pass. More likely, McCarthy would take ownership. You know, Biden said he'd cut $1 trillion. I mean, that's just freezing it at 2023 levels. And he'd lose the Freedom Caucus, and we'd have to have 30 Democrats go and support that, which we could get. The problem for McCarthy is that the 30 Freedom Caucus people have several sociopaths in them. Some of them could say, I call the vote for speaker. Maybe Biden has arranged that there are enough Democrats who would then support McCarthy for speaker along with moderate Republicans, as long as he's doing the right thing. This is what's going on. A little bit of comfort I take is that in the statement on Sunday, when McCarthy and Biden spoke by phone, Biden was on his way back from Japan. McCarthy came out of it and said it was productive. Well, he knows that 30 people in his caucus won't go along with anything. It can only be productive unless he's lying and he's a sociopath. We're going to find that out real quick. Is if he's willing to go ahead with a coalition to put through this debt deal and let him save face by saying he cut by $1 trillion. You see what's happening? I'm boiling it down. You see what's happening? We'll know more today, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 4:30 p.m. our time, right in the middle of Devil's Advocate with Crudy. That's when you're going to find out about it. That's when I'm going to find out about it. But one thing that really frusts the hell out of me, you know, you have people in Wisconsin like this Gallagher who inherited the holy gavel of Mel Blanc. No, not Mel Blanc. Mel Blanc did the voice of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Mel Laird, who nobody heard of either. The clown wants to run for the Senate, and the clown's sitting on the side, letting this happen. I'm getting angry. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Baseball tickets if you call Calvin. I see you in the lines. Don't hang up. I'll get you an order right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedoutogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pepper Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 51. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 50. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
On this. Well, no, and this is behind closed doors, of course, right? I have a different way of describing them. I call them unpatriotic and lacking of courage. They're not reasonable and moderate whatsoever. I mean, this is about some pretty big things and some real big fish to fry, and I don't want to hear about how reasonable and moderate they are.
Well, you know, they're not going to be reasonable and moderate in my eyes until they sign on the discharge petition, and that's a statement to all the Wisconsin Republican delegation. You cannot smoke everybody and go, oh, I'm reasonable and moderate, I want to run for the Senate, and you stand by. Already, we have burned through billions of dollars because of interest that has been jacked up on the 90-day treasuries because of this. Enough money to buy a couple of nuclear submarines to ward off the Red Chinese. And this clown Gallagher is the head of a fake Chinese deal, Red Chinese kind of committee he is, and he got the holy gavel from Mel Blanc did the voice of Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny. Mel Laird, same thing, doesn't matter. This is all a fake, really a fake. I'm tired of it. Going back to the lines. Next up is Mark from the Stack, my friend. You are the next. Thanks for calling us your Monday, Mark.
And Biden should just say that the cudgel that he has in the end is say that very well, then, you know, guys, I'm invoking the 14th Amendment, and if you challenge that, you're challenging the very oath you took to the Constitution, because the 14th Amendment is part of the Constitution you took an oath to. And I mean, what the Republicans fail to recognize is the money that goes out in, like, for SNAP benefits. I mean, that's money that people are spending in the economy. Those people get that money and they spend it. Whereas the tax cuts they gave to the ultra wealthy, most people don't spend that money. It gets squirreled away in some secret little account or because they spend as much money as they don't need to spend any more money than they're already spending, because they just squirrel it away. Put the tax rates up to what they were maybe under John Kennedy, when I think they're at 70% when you're over a certain amount of money. You might have to adjust that, but the economy was better under Eisenhower and Kennedy than it is under, you know, what they've created now with the tax structure they have right now. I mean, and they're completely spitting in the face and the Eisenhower program, where Eisenhower praised having.
No, you're right. What happened was taxes were 90% under Eisenhower. Kennedy lowered them to 70. Yeah, hold on for a second. He lowered them to 70, and then they got lowered into the 40s and then the high 30s. That's fine. I'm not so much worried about taxes. I'm worried about the debt limit, and these people are traitors. That's what I'm worried about. We're going back to the lines in order. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Monday, Curtis.
Matt, my buddy. Hey, you know, I was thinking this morning, my brother and I were having this discussion. What does Mr. Tim Scott and Clarence Thomas have in common? They both have sugar daddies. They both have rich sugar daddies. Because Clarence Thomas has his trillionaire buddy, that he calls as his friend. And then Tim Scott has the guy from Chick-fil-A. It's like, and they both, like, the way they talk, their talking points are too much, so much similar. But that's not the reason for my call. The reason is for my call is we have to do something with this, with Paul Ryan's tax scam for the rich. They have to start taxing the rich. What do you think?
Yeah, I appreciate your calling. And I think that's right. And not only that, part of McCarthy's deal is that he is objecting to hiring more IRS agents, forensic accountants, and forensic lawyers to go after tax cheats, to go after the crypto thieves and the rest of them. I think you're right on the money. Thanks a lot for calling. Karina Milwaukee, thanks for calling. You're next in line. What's on your mind today, Karina?
Well, I absolutely agree. I called you before. It's a political terrorism. This is what Republicans are doing right now. They're terrorizing their own government. They're terrorizing and threatening their own people. Because the thing is, taking away Social Security and Medicare means you taking away money, food, and health care coverage from the people who are already sick, including veterans, including disabled, including disabled at birth, whoever, right. Whatever, people who have children and have a food stamps for a children to help them out with the formula and everything like that. It goes against of everything what they preach for with the family values and let's push females like the cow.
You're right. Karina, here's the deal. A little baby who's born with cerebral palsy to a poor family, God forbid, the poor kid, deserves health care. And it does not deserve the Republican Party going, well, you know, we don't want that. You know, why don't you cut that? We're not going to put up with that anymore. Karina, I really appreciate your call. Thank you. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Gene?
Haven't we learned by now that you cannot negotiate with fascists, traitors, psychopaths, and or liars? You can't negotiate with those people. They've learned in the past. Trying to take money from the poor and give it to their rich donors to put back in the coffers, the money laundering from taking from the tax money and giving it to their rich donors who want rules made for them and money for the oil companies. Give me an effing break. This is unbelievable. Thank you, Matt, for your show. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you. But that's really what's going on. You know, right now, and I think it was Mark from the SAC made the good point that what's going to happen, what is happening is Biden does have an ace up his sleeve. He's like Bat Masterson sitting in a poker game. He has an ace up his sleeve. He can pull that ace out. That's the 14th Amendment. Now, he'd rather not because you have people like Clarence Thomas in the Supreme Court who will try to say it's unconstitutional. But at some point, I think Biden has to do what Lincoln did. What Lincoln did is the Supreme Court tried to stick it, to put a knife in his back, too. And he just said, he ignored him. He said, I'm the president. And what you just wanted to do is unconstitutional, and I'm not going to permit it. But it'd be nice to not have to use the 14th Amendment. So I'm going to be all ears and all eyes about this 5:30 meeting today, Eastern Time, 4:30 Central Time, between Biden and McCarthy. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. See if some new callers on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Can House Speaker Kevin McCarthy make a debt ceiling deal his party will support?
I firmly believe what we're negotiating right now, a majority of Republicans will see that it is a right place to put us on a right path.
The House Speaker, before heading to the White House for an early evening face-to-face with the President for debt ceiling default talks, deadline now a week away. More abortion restrictions, this time in Nebraska, where that state's governor signing a law that bans abortion at 12 weeks, along with ending gender-affirming health care for minors. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has more competition for the job. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott announcing he too is running for the White House. Senator Scott joining a growing number of Republican presidential candidates, including former governors Asa Hutchinson and Nikki Haley. Michigan's now joined 20 other states that have passed red flag gun laws that lets courts remove weapons from those believed to be a danger to themselves and others. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The U.S. could go into default on June 1st if stalled debt ceiling talks don't make progress. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says default has to be off the table.
It hurts real people. The economic consequences, interest rates increasing, the downgrading of our credit rating as a nation, very, very serious matters.
Baldwin on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee yesterday. Republicans are pushing for spending cuts in exchange for helping raise the nation's borrowing limit. A Madison teenager is looking at federal computer hacking charges. Investigators say Joseph Garrison stole $600,000 from people on online gambling websites. Garrison could spend close to 60 years in prison. In sports, the Red Hot Astros bring their 7-game winning streak to Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The director, lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I see all of you. I'll get to you in order. I'm going to start in order. Mike of Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mike?
Hey, man. I finally got to reading the 14th Amendment, the fourth section of that. And I don't understand the history or the background of why that particular section was added.
Are you talking about the full faith and credit?
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the background of it. The background of it was a lot of people thought we should pay the Confederate debts, too. And we didn't want to do that because we didn't want to pay off people who supported the Confederacy. So then the Confederates, suddenly there were Southerners back in the Congress. They wanted to pay the debt in paper currency. Well, back then we were on the gold standard. And that would have been a significant haircut of repaying the people that had stood by us in the Civil War. So they put that in on purpose, saying the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be questioned, because that meant paying in gold, but basically paying in full people who had bought our bonds. And that has been the case ever since. And that's the background of it. Thanks an awful lot, Mike. I appreciate it. The next one up, Tatter Billy on the north side of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Tatter Billy.
Hey, Matt, good to talk to you. So, you know, they're not voting on the debt ceiling. It's default. So they want to talk about debt ceiling, but what you're deciding on is default or not. And here's what I think is going to happen. I think that Joe Biden is going to get this figured out. He's going to run circles around Kevin McCarthy. He's going to have to, as you always do in politics, do some compromising that people aren't going to like. It's not going to be over the debt ceiling. It's going to be over the budget and just done early. And he's going to run circles around McCarthy. And we can't spike the football before we get in the end zone, or McCarthy's caucus is going to get spooked and realize that it isn't really that good for them. They can make it look like a win, but it's going to be a win for us. And we just got to hold our powder and just chill and trust Joe Biden, because he's kicking everybody's butt and he's going to continue to.
Yeah, that's a good point. He is the most experienced guy that's ever been elected president. He's in the Senate since 1972. He knows his way around. And I have a feeling that this is all about protecting McCarthy's speakership. In other words, Joe will throw a few bones his way. And then the 30 people in the Freedom Caucus have got to decide, are we going to pull the plug on this guy? And if so, who are we going to get? And they may not be able to. And if a few of them do pull the plug, there'll be some Democrats that will step in and vote for McCarthy just to keep him in there. Otherwise, you're going to get Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan. I mean, Jim Jordan is a guy being talked about more and more in the Republican Party to be the speaker. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. There should be an investigation for him when he was a wrestling coach about what he knew and when he knew it. But excellent comments. Thank you. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. Cassandra, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, thanks for my call. You know, as I've been following the debate about the continuing resolution, what really surprised me is just how unreasonable the Republican Party
is. Right. Cassandra, can you hear me? I think we just lost Cassandra. Calvin, if we get Cassandra back on, please put her through right away. But Cassandra made the point when she looked at the continuing resolution, how unreasonable the Republicans are. The continuing resolution, normally, and you do this in a corporation, you always did this in the United States government, you get together, you negotiate a budget, okay? And you don't get everything you want, they don't get everything they want, and there's a budget. That's the way it works. Now, the Republicans won't negotiate a budget because they want to take these most unreasonable positions. And at the last minute, when the money is about to run out, the authorization, they will agree at like 5 p.m. the day before it's going to fall apart to a continuing resolution. It's not a budget. It's a continuing resolution. Okay, you can spend this money and that money. That's how the Republicans have acted in the last 10 years, and certainly through the Trump administration, even before that with Obama. Now, the problem with that is you can't plan. There's no CEO in this country of any company. If you walked into him as his CFO, as chief financial officer, and said, let's just do a continuing resolution, he'd fire you. He should fire you. You want a budget. You want a budget. Now, in this particular case, the continuing resolution is not the issue. The continuing resolution right now, Nancy Pelosi put one in that's good through September, October. But let me tell you something. September, October, they'll pull the same baloney and they'll say, we're not going to give any more money unless you give a haircut to Social Security and Medicare. And then, you know, that's a real tough one because money should only be spent if the Congress authorized it. I take the position as president that Social Security is a pension, is a contract, and it's people paid into it. So it's not new money. We're just going to pay them out anyway. You're going to have to be Abraham Lincoln on this one, dealing with the South. I mean, you really are. However, what this is the debt limit. Back about 100 years ago, they passed a law, and they didn't want war bonds during the First World War getting out of hand. So what they said was, we're going to issue bonds and we're going to authorize spending. But then we may stiff the people we issued the bonds to if we don't like it for some reason. And so we're going to do a second vote saying, no, we're not going to stiff him. We're going to pay him. That is absolutely crazy. I mean, seriously, this is a simple analogy, but sometimes they're the best. You cannot go out and charge $2,000 worth of furniture on your visa. And then when the bill comes, say, well, now I have to make a separate decision. Do I pay it? Nah, I'm not going to pay it. Well, they would cut you off and sue you for the $2,000. However, this is the United States. The people who hold those bonds could sue the United States and win. They could win. It would be a judgment then. They're not going to do that. But what they're doing is demanding much higher interest. So on 90-day treasuries, instead of 1.5%, it's 5 or 6%. And when you pay 5 or 6% interest, that's billions of dollars in interest that's wasted, that's unnecessary, and that could have been gone to building submarines to contact the combat the communist Chinese, for instance, or to get more missiles to go after the Ruskies, or to shore up our other accounts. That's what the Republicans are doing. That's what the Republicans, it's malicious, it's nihilistic, they're vandals. Next one up, Jack from Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
Well, I'd like to make a couple of quotes here about the economy and then get into the debt idiocy. These are quotes from the Harvard Business Review, which is hardly a left-leaning group. They say it is a booming labor market. They say it's exceptionally strong household balance sheets that keep spending high. Household net worth is far higher than pre-COVID for every single segment of the people. Firms are still going strong. Profitability is at record highs. There's fast wage growth, consistently strong sales growth. Firms aren't even reluctant to turn to layoffs. And finally, and this is from the Harvard Business Review, there is an absence of convincing systemic threats of recession. Now, the Republicans tell us, and they've been saying this for months, if not since Biden took office, that the economy is terrible, and this just isn't the case. But it's to their advantage, they think, to make it terrible. What's the best way to do that? Default on the debt or threaten to default on the debt, which is what they want to do, and they want to blame it on the Democrats. Of course, we all know this. You've covered this before. This is money already authorized and spent by Congress. And most of those Republicans, now so very worried about the deficit and the debt, were in Congress when it was authorized. Joe Biden has we've got to put a stop to this. This is ridiculous. Joe Biden has to invoke the 14th Amendment, Section 4, and I'm sure it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And I wouldn't be surprised if the reactionary snakes on the court, the guys you call the tarantulas, try to ignore the Constitution and say, no, he can't just order the debt paid. He's got to then do what Lincoln basically did. And Lincoln said, and this is not an exact quote, but it was something like this, that if we bow down to the Supreme Court, the people are no longer self-governing anymore. The court's the governance.
Right. That is a terrific set of quotations you just gave, Jack. And there's two things I want to highlight. First of all, how good the economy is now. It's the strongest it's been in our history. And number two, your insight is right that the only way they can make it worse and drive us into recession, people out of work, is to default on the debt. And they are doing that. The Freedom Caucus said they're doing that. There's 30 of them that won't vote for any deal. Any deal. And the final thing is, you're saying, and I've said this before too, Joe Biden has to be Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln respected the law, but he knew when he had a crooked Supreme Court and a pro-slavery Confederate Supreme Court, and he said exactly what you said. He said, look, the people run this country, and the Supreme Court works for them. They don't work for the Supreme Court. And when the Supreme Court does something unconstitutional itself, I have got to protect the right of the people to run this country. And God bless him. He's our greatest president. Thank you, Jack. Dan of Silver Lake, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dan of Silver Lake?
Hi. I just had two comments. I wanted to get your thoughts on these, if you don't mind. The first one is, when Trump lost the election in Wisconsin by 20-some thousand votes or whatever, and then they made a big deal, the recount, fake this and that. Well, why wasn't it in 2016 when Hillary lost by 20,000? Why didn't the Democrats make a big deal out of it? Why did they accept it like they should have and said, okay, she lost in Wisconsin. Why didn't they make a big deal out of it? That's one thing I'd like to get your comment on. And the other thing is, I'm looking forward to next year when the convention, the Republicans come to Milwaukee. Are they going to try to shut you down while they're here so you can't talk about them?
Great questions. Let me hit them quick before the break. First of all, you're absolutely right. And we just found out, this is very, very disturbing, but this was in there's a woman named Noelle Dunphy suing Giuliani, and she had 20,000 or something emails. And they showed an email where this was discussed in 2019 before the election, a year before the election, a year and a half before the election, that they were going to contest it if he lost any swing state, and that they were going to try to have the House of Representatives stick him into the presidency. This was planned. This was planned. You're right. The Democrats don't do that kind of stuff. The Democrats, you know, I mean, if we lose, the Democrats lost a race in Iowa a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, by 8 votes. 8 votes. And there was a recount, and it held up. We didn't contest it. 8 votes. And this clown contests 20,000, and he wanted a recount only in Milwaukee, in Madison and Brown County, because those are Democratic counties. Those are the only ones. They said, well, why don't you want to recount Waukesha and Ozaukee and Green Lake County, okay, and Rusk County? Oh, no. No, I know those folks. They're solid folks. It's Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown. And, of course, they did recount them. And Biden picked up 240 extra votes. The Republican Party, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It has crept in and infected the Republican Party. Your second question is very funny, because usually civic media will want a booth at the convention. They'll want me and Crute and everybody and Earl Ingram sitting in a booth looking out over this collection of weirdos and saying exactly what I'm saying right now. I have a feeling that they are not going to give me a booth, okay? I have a feeling they're not going to give me a booth. However, they can't stop me from broadcasting elsewhere, and you're going to get a good broadcast all the way through that Republican convention, and you'll bump into some of these weirdos in restaurants in this if you're in Milwaukee. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Get back to you right after the break.
It burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 51. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 50. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, if there's any doubt in anybody's mind how Putin has his hooks into Donald Trump has already said he's going to pull us out of NATO. Donald Trump has attacked Ukraine. Donald Trump, the minute he got in, if he ever got in as president again, stop all aid to Ukraine and would side with Russia. He's a traitor. He wants communist government in this country. And he is doing everything he can to destroy our democracy. Let me give you some proof of it, and then read you a very disturbing phone call that was made by a Russian soldier fighting in Ukraine to his grandma, his grandmother. Here's the proof. Russia just announced that there are 500 Americans who are barred from ever coming to Russia. And I'll tell you who they are. Now, that's not much loss. You'd be out of your mind to go there now. But I went there in 1997 with a delegation from the Justice Department. They wanted some lawyers to go there and give speeches on our Constitution, on our civil law system and criminal law system. And it was during the thaw, the glasnost under Yeltsin. Gorbachev had set it up. And they were very excellent people in the audience and had great questions. And I was very glad to go there, very interesting place. And now you'd be out of your mind to go there, of course. However, among the 500 people, and of course, they've already had another list of a lot of people like the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and all that, Hillary Clinton, blah, blah, blah. But this new list of 500 that just came out, let me tell you a couple of names on it. Have nothing to do with Russia. Brad Raffensperger, he's the guy that Trump said, you got to come up with 11,781 votes. Raffensperger is a Republican in Georgia, just got reelected. And he said, no, not going to do it. Another guy who is now barred from going to Russia is Michael Byrd. You go, what? Michael Byrd is Michael Byrd. Michael Byrd, you may remember, was a Capitol Police officer who defended the congressman who were under attack and fired his weapon and killed Ashley Babbitt. Ashley Babbitt was one of the insurrectionists. They broke through a window and she was crawling through. These people were armed and there were 60 congressmen still huddled in there in the chamber. Michael Byrd did what he was trained to do, what he was supposed to do. He did his duty. He fired his weapon, struck Ashley Babbitt, and she died. He can't go to Russia now. There's some other people that now can't go to Russia on this list of 500. Police officers, Capitol officers, prosecutors who are involved in the prosecution of the insurrectionists. Most of these people have never been to Europe. Most of these people have no, it'd be a cold day in hell before they want to go to Russia. Why is Putin saying that Brad Raffensperger, Michael Byrd, and the law enforcement and prosecutors who are very justifiably going after the insurrectionists, people who beat police officers, stomped on police officers, squeezed their head in the door and almost killed them. Five people died. Why are they doing that? That is a signal to Donald Trump that they side with him. They will do anything they can to get him reelected, because he is their boy. He is their sugar boy. He's a good boy. He's Russia's good boy. We don't want a president who's Russia's good boy. Russia, the Russian people have never been our enemy, but Russia's government has been our enemy for 100 years, except for roughly 1990 to 2000, when Gorbachev and then Yeltsin were in. So there you have it. And let me tell you about the sadism that's going on in Ukraine right now. It's very painful. Intelligence picked up, intercepted. You know, we listen in on all these, and these guys all have cell phones, believe it or not, these Russian soldiers, and they call home, which is very stupid because you can track where their cell phones are, and that's why about 204,000 of them have been killed or mortally badly wounded. Idiots. However, they killed the Russians, about 400 civilians, in a town in Ukraine called Kremina, okay? That's what they did. They included women and children. And a guy, a Russian soldier, called a woman that he called, and back in Russia, that he called Granny. And here's what he said, transcript of the conversation, quote, "We started whacking civilians, and we did the effers, just whacked everyone, just shelling the holy F out of them. Granny, I'm telling you, we popped at least 400 people at night. We also have machine gunners, and they mowed down everyone. Children, women, locals, non-locals, they just mowed everybody down. We went into the houses and just shot them. We were just sick of everything. We were just given an order. Guys, take Kremina. And we just mowed it all down, Gran. You know what the woman said? This is supposedly his grandma. Quote, damn right. And that's sadistic. That's really sadistic. You go into houses, civilian. That's a war crime, by the way. The Nazis did that. You do not go into civilian houses when you, and this is not a war, it's a genocide. It's a sadistic genocide. But in anything, you do not go into houses and you have women and children and older people there huddling in the basement with machine gunners and mow them down. That's what they did, Granny. And this Granny is a piece of work. This Granny is a bad person. He killed 400 people in Kremina. Granny, we started whacking civilians and did the effers. Just whacking everyone, just shelling the holy F. And by the way, he used the whole word. I'm just using the F. Out of them, Granny, I'm telling you, we popped at least 400 people at night. We also have machine gunners, and they mowed down everyone. Children, women, locals, non-locals, they just mowed everybody down. We went into houses and just shot them. We're just sick of everything. We're just given an order. Guys, take Kremina. And we just mowed it all down, Gran. And Gran goes, damn right. This is sick. It's a sick culture, a sick country with leadership like Gorbachev's. It could be saved. But this is a sick, sick dog, Putin. He's Trump's dog and Trump is his dog. And that's why he is barring 500 people that Trump once barred. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great caller as always, Matt Flynn, director, back same time, same place tomorrow.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media